connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, we are live here on the floor with... hey, how you doing? He's so cute. Oh, my goodness. We almost got hoodwinked or whatever you call it. We got attacked by like a four-year-old. What is he dressed like? He's cute as a button.
He anyway, looks like Finn.
Yeah. Oh, he's totally Finn. Yeah. He's totally Finn. Yeah, he's got Poe's jacket on.
He's adorable.
I knew I recognized it.
We anyway, let him get on here.
We should totally,
he's
yeah.
He's got stories from other galaxies and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. As you can already hear, I'm joined by Alex and Nikki. Nikki, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. And we are sitting on the floor. Alex, you let us be in one of your movies, Brad and I at least. Ryan, we didn't let do it because he would have, like, been a
You were kind enough to be in our movie.
Very kind. Thank
you. Yeah. Whatever. Like, I wasn't doing anything in the back of that van.
That's not what I remember.
We never told that story, so maybe we'll tell it here. But anyway, how are you guys doing?
Well, wow. Quite well.
Good.
It's Comic-Con, man. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, you know, how's the show been? What have you guys seen? What have you guys been working? Because I know you guys have some stuff you're pitching here. So what's going on?
Sure. Do you want to talk a little bit about Friday, Nikki, first?
Well, we came out here for a Colorado Film School panel, and we came out here to discuss our film, short film Rations, which is a film about a family in a drought who are pushed to desperate measures. And so we had some fun doing that and roamed around Comic-Con for a minute.
And the family's inspired by a radio host,
yes,
who informs them properly about the events that have led to their...
The radio host is really like the voice of reason that guides them,
yes,
along.
Yes, definitely very rational.
Yes,
wise.
Yes.
Very cool. When are you guys showing, like, where can people see the movie? Is it here? Are you...
Well, unfortunately, it was here Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was Friday.
So we've missed it already.
It's done.
Yeah.
Where next? We're not sure. We submitted to some festivals and stuff, but we'll see.
Cool.
It's still pretty early. It's only been a couple of months. So really, I mean, we didn't know that we were going to get the chance to show it here or even that, it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they
until, were like days before.
Yeah, they were really late with the announcements this year. It sounds
But I mean, it was cool. Like, it was still very like good turnout. Lots
cool.
of people that I don't think any of the filmmakers there really knew.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was cool.
Was there like a Q&A afterwards?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep,
what was the best question somebody asked you in the Q&A? See what I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, because. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You were there. You don't remember?
No, I wasn't there. You son of a bitch. Anyway, was this the first time you guys had shown it live?
Yes. Since outside. No, actually,
show.
Well, there was a screening at the Draft House.
Oh, cool.
And a screening at Harkins Theater.
Yeah. So what?
But I mean, this was probably the most removed the audience has been.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. What's the response been like so far? What's it like getting to watch an audience watch your movie?
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like
it's
this particular one is a lot of, like, silence.
Oh, yeah?
And then a couple particular parts of, like, nervous shifting and nervous energy and murmurs and stuff, but really...
The tension that sort of fills the room is really interesting.
Tension, yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Because it's not a comedy.
No.
No.
Right. No. Cool. So cool. So what else are you guys working on? Do you have something new in the pipeline, something you're working on, or...
I'm just small projects throughout the community.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of right now, it's various stuff of that stuff that we're definitely not producing.
Yeah.
You're trying to write a bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to write a bit. I feel like that's kind of what's happening now. I know a lot more folks that are, like, everybody's hunkering down and, like, churning out scripts now for stuff that's maybe going to happen in the fall.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Interesting. You probably go through this thing where, like, you've worked really hard to get this film made, you've done all the due diligence to finally put it out the door, and then there is this lull where all of a sudden you go, like...
You drink
oh,
and you sleep, like,
that's
all
pretty
the time.
Much it.
Now
right.
I
look for trouble.
I have to do it again. I have to go find the corners of my brain where all the ideas have hidden, and you go, you know, sweep those things back off.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Very cool. So how else has the show been? Have you seen anything cool while you were here?
A lot of beautiful costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the
lovely cosplay.
Speaking of which, there's an illuminated costume. It's got pyrotechnics in it.
Oh, wow.
Man,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
there's some really, really wild stuff at the I think it's what's it officially called, the cosplay shindig.
The shindig. Yeah,
I mean that was pretty overwhelming. Some of those guys are just like this is
they're hardcore.
You try to go do something like that at all. First of all, where do you start with some of these materials for some of the stuff that these guys are whipping together?
Yeah.
Very, very impressive. A lot of, and you can tell it's like leave today and come back at the earliest. You're maybe sort of ready with one of these. Maybe next year?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like people have work on these things like
all
day, every day.
Oh,
and probably refine them constantly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Some of it was really impressive. People were doing coordinated dance and whatever.
Like,
what?
Yeah. It's fascinating.
That's really cool.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great because I basically missed everything else I wanted to try to see. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
That was cool. That was worth it.
It's been a cool one. It's definitely been a cool one. So where can people find you guys online? Are you guys going to release the movie online soon?
Do you have anything you want to
plug? I don't have anything on the web, but I should change that someday.
AR Works has a Facebook page, and that's in Twitter.
Cool.
And that's at AR Works Film. And that's about it for right now. We're developing websites for to sort of get some of our films up for streaming, some stuff for free, and try to sell some stuff too. That's supposed to be hopefully by the fall.
Yeah.
But
is there any during the making of this film, what's the one thing that you feel like you learned making this movie that you would want to pass on to people who are, because we have a lot of people who are listening who are also filmmakers. What was the thing on this one where you're like, oh man, I wish I'd thought of that first, or I wish I'd approached that problem differently, or I'd known to look out for this beforehand?
No, there pretty much wasn't any of that because it was absolutely perfect the whole way through.
Of course.
And I could
not. That's our story.
That's
no,
not at all.
I may have recorded my part of your movie in the back of your car.
Yeah.
So, or actually Brad's car. So I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that's definitely not true at all. Through and through.
Yeah.
It was definitely super shoestring budget. We went and like tore up. We went location scouting all over the place and found this guy's house. Brent Stanley was very, very, very,
very kind
generous
man.
And let us basically invade his home with a whole crew of people, bring in our own furniture and like all that stuff. So, I mean, we were doing a lot of that with very few resources.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was a struggle bus the whole way through, I'd say, actually. So, I mean, there was a lot of maybe never do that again, but.
Yeah.
I think.
We made a really good product out of it.
Yeah. It was sort of
a perseverance, and a lot of people are proud of the work that came out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like through all the hardships, we were all still able to, like, nobody was ready to cut corners or anything, when maybe, in some cases, like, we really just had to.
Yeah.
People would rather sweat through it.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But, I feel like I was teasing it a little bit, so maybe I should tell the story. Also, because I think it's a really neat story, that you had reached out to us. This was at a time when I hadn't been doing a con for 2 days, so I had a voice that was worth listening to. And so you reached out to Brad, and you were like, "Hey, like we need some guys to be radio announcers in this movie. Would you come and do this piece of audio?" And we ended up building our equipment in the back of Brad's car, which conveniently has like a grounded plug, so we could plug the mixer into his car and hopefully not get much noise from the engine of the car. And then like we're squeezed into these seats in the car, like trying to do this voiceover, and you're directing us from the passenger seat. It was actually really awesome. Like it was a cool sort of very guerrilla filmmaking moment. Here we are. We're making this movie.
It definitely
come hell or high water. You know,
the whole thing.
It's sort of a lesson of like by any means necessary.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Well, it just like the. Unfortunately, we thought that we were going to get there at a time when Ryan would be available and his house would be unlocked. And then we got there and we were like, shit, we have no place to plug this thing in. Like,
but we did.
Yeah, we figured it out.
You guys are busy. Everybody's busy. Yeah. And it's a matter of like, it takes a couple of people to have to reschedule something. And you got six things you're trying to do in a month. It can become like claustrophobic pretty quick. But I mean, Yeah, no, you guys are are super awesome and flexible too. Right, and we managed to just come together and do it.
I think it just means that like when you're dedicated to getting something like that done, your time becomes the most valuable piece of it. And so even in that case, look, if we'd have to go to a 7-Eleven and like bribe the guy on the other side of the counter, like, we just need you to let us plug this in and for like 20 minutes while we record this thing, we would have done it, just because like you said, like, trying to reschedule all of that stuff is such a pain in the butt that it's more worth it to figure out a way to scrounge it together and get the movie made.
Sure.
Than, you know, and I mean, honestly, let the movie just flounder over, you know, another month while you try to reschedule stuff, right?
Yeah. Didn't take all that long, and it was,
well, because Brad and I are really talented, sort of, you know.
Right.
We nailed it on
right,
the
but of course,
one.
But of course.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's, I don't know, that's arguably more fun anyway. Oh. I walk away from that being like, well, that was always meant to be that way. And you'd never be able to tell that it was recorded in the back of a car.
No. Well, at least hopefully not. Yeah. So very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by, guys.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Really good luck with the film. I haven't got a chance to see it yet, so I'm looking forward to it. So cool. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.